of God. Amen. Everybody say, the Word of God.
The Word of God.
Amen. When I was living in the States of America, I went there when I was 12 years old. I lived there many, many years, to about 24 years. But when I became 23 years old, I met a beautiful lady. And obviously her name is Rachel. Thank God it's Rachel. And at that time she was 18. Because I was 23, 18, 5 years apart. And the moment I saw her, I fell in love with her. Ooh. I was worship leader, so I love playing guitar. Although I'm not professional, I love playing guitar. But I haven't played guitar for many, many years now, so I don't know. So I was playing guitar, and it's a church of maybe double size of this, and I was leading, and I was leading God is Good. God is so good, hallelujah. As I was singing this song, there was a lady walking. Rachel was walking by the door. When I saw her, the light was shining upon her, and I saw her like, congregation, God is so good. Sing louder, louder. Okay. Since then, I spoke to myself. I said, my bone of my bones, my flesh of flesh, and I knew that she was mine. So I approached her in many ways, and soon we find out that we fall in love. So I am not a good writer, but I write letter, many love letters. That's only time I wrote letter in my life. Other than that, I never wrote letter. Still, no, I don't write. My handwriting is like same thing with, you know, I write with my toe. Anyway, so I write many love letters. Like, when it's raining, I say, oh, lovely, lovely honey. I see it's raining, very romantic. I wish I can walk on the road with you. When it's snowing, oh, it's snowing, honey. I wish I can walk on the road with you. When it's sunny, oh, honey, I wish I can. I wrote many letters, you know? And as of that result of me sending many love letters to her, she also wrote a letter. You know why? Because we were separated. I live in New York City, New York, and she lived in Delaware, Dover. And it's about 5 hours driving apart. So it's not a short distance. It's like Seoul to Busan. That's like 3 hours, 4 hours, you know? So 5 hours is further than further than the Korea, the whole size of Korea. Anyway, so she wrote a letter. I still remember some of the content, the letter she wrote. She says, Oppa. 보고 싶은 오빠. You know what's Oppa? You know? No? I'm older than her, so she called me Oppa. That's very like, you call when you are very close to your, like boyfriend, girlfriend type of, so, Oppa, you know, something like that. And then when I received the letter, here's a mailbox, I'm coming from school, and I, first thing I check is what? The mailbox. First thing I come, I open the letter, open the mailbox. And then it was, nothing was there, but I open it again. Just to see, make sure there's nothing there. Do you understand my heart? Once I got the letter, it says, Dear Oppa, from Rachel. Then I'm so happy. The love letter. So I get love letter, and I go home, and I go throw away my bag, and I go straight into bathroom, and I lock the door. and I open the love letter. And I don't open it nicely. No. And you read. And what do? Read it again. You fold it, put it in the envelope. Next day,
you take it out, you read again.
She loves me. Hello? When you love somebody, you want to know what she wrote. When you love somebody, you want to know what that person wrote to you. Right? Amen?
Amen.
God loves you so much, He wrote a love letter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you have a love letter with you now?
Yes, we do.
Hold it online. You have a love letter? Don't hold your phone, cell phone, okay? That's not love letter, that's your phone. Okay, put up your love letter. Oh, look at this, see? You really love Jesus Christ. Next Sunday, you bring your love letter, amen?
Amen.
Amen? See, God loves you so much that He wrote a love letter to you. And if you love Him, you will open it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will open it and you read it and you reread it and you will memorize it and you will meditate. And you will speak about the Word of God. You will speak about it. Because the Word is Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. The Word is Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Do you love Jesus?
Amen.
If you love Jesus, then show it. Show it. If you have not opened the Bible, opened the love letter, God is kind of sad. Oh, my dear son, my daughter, you have not opened my love letter yet. You never opened Habakkuk. Why? The prophet Habakkuk, when you go to heaven, he will get upset. Why you didn't open my book? You always open book of John, but didn't open Haggai, Malachi, all those prophets' book. But they're all full of God's love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you love Jesus, you love the Bible.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
If you love Jesus, you love the Bible. Okay. So what is the Word of God we're going to talk about? Okay. What is the Word of God? Who is the Word of God? All right. A. Let's read the topic first. A. Begin.
The Word of God is the Christ.
Okay, the Word of God is the Christ. John 1:1, begin.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Amen. In the beginning is what?
Was the Word.
This beginning is a different beginning from book of Genesis, chapter 1. In the beginning, right? God created the heavens and the earth, right? That beginning in the book of Genesis is creation beginning. This beginning is before the creation. Before the creation, before the creation. So it's talking about eternity here. In eternity was the what?
Word.
Not word, not just word. The word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not a word, the word. Amen.
Amen.
He's talking about the person here, the word. The word is person. The word, and the word was
with God.
So the person is with God now. His name is the word. And the Word was
God.
So the Word is God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The Word is God. Revelation 19:13. Begin.
He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood. And His name is the Word of God.
His name is what?
The Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
His name. His name is the Word of God. Jesus' name is the Word of God. That's His name. Hallelujah. So, the Word of God is the Christ. If you want to meet Christ, here. Open the Bible. Read. Meditate. Okay? Communicate with the Bible. Communicate with the Word of God. Because His name is the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Do you love Jesus?
Amen.
Every day, you open the love letter and find out how much He loves you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't deceive yourself just coming to church on Sunday thinking that you're a Christian. No. A Christian is Monday through Saturday. Actually, Monday through Sunday. Every day, you encounter the living Christ by encountering the Word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Okay, second. What is the Word of God? Second. The Word of God is Holy Spirit. John 6:63. Begin.
The Spirit gives life. The flesh comes for nothing.
The words I have spoken to you, they are Spirit.
And they are life.
Hallelujah. The words I have spoken to you, that's Rhema. The written Word of God is Logos. The spoken Word of God is called Rhema. And that's Rhema. The words I have spoken to you, they are Spirit. So this Word of God is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You want to talk to Holy Spirit? Do you want to talk to Holy Spirit?
Amen.
Talk to... Okay. Look into Scripture. Because the Word of God is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Prayer is important. Okay, my friend, look at me, look at me. Look at me, all right? Prayer is important. Very important. Because it's our breathing. And Holy Spirit has to help us to pray. But if you pray without the Word of God, it's dangerous. Jesus Christ comes first, not Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ came in the flesh. He died, He rose again, He ascended into heaven, and He came back as the Spirit on the day of Pentecost. So Jesus Christ is the author, He is the first comforter, and another comforter is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to meet Jesus. Then the Holy Spirit comes along. You see, Jesus and Holy Spirit, they are one, yes. But Spirit, Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. So Jesus Christ is the name, is the center. Jesus Christ is a name for the Father. Jesus says in the book of John chapter 16, Jesus says, I and my Father, we are one. And Jesus said, I and my Father one. And Jesus said, my Father is my Father's name. My name is my Father's name. See, Jesus said, my Father has given me His name, Father's name. So Father's name is what?
Jesus.
Father's name is Jesus. And Jesus says, my Father will send another comforter in my name, Holy Spirit. Here I just talked about triune God. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20, it says, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So what is the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
Jesus.
Come on, church, you know. What is the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
Jesus.
You sure?
Amen.
Amen. It's Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible says there is no other name for man to be saved other than the name Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So the Word of God is the Holy Spirit. The Word of God is so important. Without the Word of God, there is no Christian life. There is no way that we can know God without the Word of God. When you come to church, you bring your Bible. Bring your love letter. Amen?
Amen.
Bring your love letter. Amen. Okay, next. The Word of God is?
Life.
Is the life. The Word of God is Christ. Let's try to remember. This is very simple. The Word of God is what?
Christ.
The Word of God is the?
Life.
Holy Spirit. One more time. The Word of God is what?
Christ.
The Word of God is?
Holy Spirit.
Third, the Word of God is? The life. John 6:63. Let's read it again. One more time. The Spirit gives life.
The flesh comes for nothing. The words I've spoken to you are Spirit and they are? Life.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The Word of God is life. Do you want to have life?
Amen.
By the way, what is life then? What is life? Come on. You ask the person next to you. Brother, what is life? Is dog life? Dog? Dog life? What do you think? your visitor saw, among your burden. Is dog life?
No.
Is cat life? Cat life?
No. No, it's not.
Oh. He got the revelation already. All those animals out there, they're not life. You can maybe inside you're arguing with me. Oh, Pastor Paul, what are you talking about? Cat has life, dog has life, bird has life, fish has life. That's right, they have life, but they have life of what? Bios, flesh, body, and suke, soul, but they don't have life of joe, which is the spirit. When God created man, God breathed the breath of life, Neshama, right? Genesis chapter 2, verse 27. That was life. So, when we say life, we're talking about the spirit. Okay? Jesus Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. See, Jesus Christ is the life. You know why? Because he is the author of the life. And inside there's a life. In Jesus, there's a life. And that life is a spirit. So, when we say the word of God is life, means that the life that we have in us, it can only grow through the word of God. Because word of God is life. So the life that is in you, it needs to grow. Because if you don't grow, then you stay as a baby. You understand? Physically, we have age, right? Some of you are 20s, 30s, 40s. You have your physical age. But we all have spiritual age as well. Huh? How old are you, sister?
Really?
Your physical age?
30.
How old is your spiritual age?
One.
She came to our church about 1 year ago, right?
Yeah.
About a year ago, yeah. So it's actually, just looking at from outwardly, she's 1 year old because she got born again about a year ago. But the maturity, that's a different thing. Huh? I think she got that mature within the short time of period. Okay? All right. Listen, so you all have a spiritual age. You know, for your spiritual maturity to grow, okay, you need to eat life. For the life to grow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you don't eat, then you will not grow. Just coming to church on Sunday, you don't think that it means everything in your life. No. Coming to church on Sunday is a good thing and it's a beautiful thing to celebrate, but every day you need to come to Jesus Christ. Every day you need to come to the Bible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, so I pray that your life will grow through the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, fourth.
The
word of God is the
light.
Psalm 119, 105. Begin.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word of God is the light. Now, are you walking in the light or are you walking in the darkness? What do you think? Is your life portray light or darkness? You know, if you're walking in the light, that means you are walking with the word of God, because the word of God is light. But if you are walking in the darkness, then you are not walking with the word of God, because the word of God is the light. If you need a stronger light to reveal what is in you, so that you can take it out. What is in you that is from the enemy, from the world, okay? You need the stronger light, isn't it? This morning, even now, I think the sun is very strong. This morning when we came out, we were trying to drive, the light was very strong, shining upon our car, and even inside the car, it was shining. And those are great lights, as the great light shines upon, we were able to see more dust. Dust is everywhere. Before, we didn't see. We didn't know anything. We just tried. But when the light came upon, the stronger light, we saw many dust. I said, we need to do car wash right away. You see what happened? When we had a greater light, greater dust, more dust revealed. You see, the more the more you read the Word of God, the more you encounter the Word of God, guess what? You will confess more than you're a sinner. Hallelujah. You will see more of the dirty and wicked and the satanic thing in you when the light of Jesus Christ shines upon your heart. So you will come to God every moment when you come to God, you will come with a humble heart. Oh Lord Jesus Christ, I need your mercy. I need your blood. I need your grace. You know why? Because without grace, we cannot approach God. Oh Lord Jesus, hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why Apostle Paul, he confessed, oh how wretched sinner I am. I am the worst sinner in this entire world. You see, Apostle Paul had a greater revelation, greater light from God. Yes, there's a time we need to boast to Christ and be bold in our spirit. Yes, but there's another time that we need to come before God and say, I'm a wretched sinner. I'm a worse sinner. The more God reveals, shines the light upon you, you will see how dirty you are, how wicked I am. May God shine His wonderful, glorious light that you'll be able to see who you are.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then you will appreciate the power of His blood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will appreciate the power of His grace.
Amen.
We need more light. The Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, next. What is the Word of God? The Word of God is?
Food.
Okay, Matthew 4:4. Begin.
Jesus answered, it is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
Amen. How many times you eat? How many times you eat a day?
Three times.
Three times? Three meals?
Yes.
Okay. So, hello? You eat three times? How about you? Huh? Three times. I heard that many foreigners living in Korea, they eat two times. Huh? John, you eat two times? Anybody one time? So we eat two to three times a day, right?
Yes.
Huh? So how many times are you eating the Word of God? Huh? Zero? So you eat the physical food three times a day. How about spiritual food? If you don't eat spiritual food, what's gonna happen? You get hungry and starve, right? Oh, church, how starving are you? You're spiritually, how starving are you? How hungry are you? But then you don't recognize how hungry you are because you are numb. Oh, church, then you need to come before Jesus Christ, before the cross and say, oh Lord, how wicked I am, how hard-hearted I am. Lord Jesus Christ, shine your light upon me, shine your grace upon me so that I will realize how far I am from you. And through repentance that you come before God and God will show His mercy upon you. God will embrace you. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a spiritual food. We need to eat. We need to eat. You have your cell phone, right? And we have a Kakao Talk, right?
Yes.
Is the African community all in Kakao Talk? Who's not in the Kakao Talk? Jose. You find them and invite them. Huh? How about Pakistan community? Do you have a Kakao Talk?
Yes.
How about Myanmar community? You have? How about Philippine community? You have, right?
Yes.
Is Praise in Kakao Talk? Okay, listen. I encourage you from today on, a French community, right? Phenomena. Kakao Talk. I encourage you every day. Okay? Try this. Every day, you share your spiritual food in Kakao Talk. Don't just be busy sharing, hi, how are you? Fine, thank you. Oh, it was a very nice car. Oh, by the way, Joseph got a car. Hello. What is the name of your car? Wow, Sonata. Amen. How long you live in Korea? Yeah, how long you live in Korea?
6 years.
When you live 6 years, God gave karma. Me, after 2 years, God gave me karma. What's a small car?
Matisse,
yellow Matisse. We bought a used car, and it was about, everything was falling apart. It's yellow, it's like getting rotten and on your rugged, you know, rusty. I was driving that Matisse like a BMW. I drove to Seoul and Chun everywhere. And then after driving 5 years, it stopped on the highway. And it stopped. Oh, praise the Lord. Anyway, why I'm saying this? So, in Kakao, don't share your I bought a car. How are you? You look beautiful today. Hey, what are we going to eat today? Don't just share the social stuff. Okay, you can share that too, okay? But share the word of God.
Amen.
Share Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Share Jesus. Amen.
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 You know, remember the scripture Jesus said. Jesus says, if you acknowledge me before
Amen.
Then I will acknowledge you before my Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you speak the word of God, speak Jesus every day, Jesus will speak about you before the Father every day.
Amen.
Oh, how good he is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You want to make sure Jesus Christ defends you before the Father God. Oh, Sarah, I know. She's my daughter. I know her. Oh, today she confessed me before the people. Father, show your grace. How would you like that? You like that? Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Oh, today, Joseph didn't acknowledge me. Joseph was not proud of me. He was silent, and he didn't talk about me to anybody. Do you understand? I'm just giving you an illustration. Oh, we want to make sure that Jesus Christ is proud of us before our Father. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do this, brothers and sisters. You will see that will help your Christian life tremendously. If you do that, really, it will help you. Share the word of God. We call it share QT, quiet time. For Koreans, we have something called morning revival, 아침 부흥. We're doing it. For internationals, we don't have that morning revival. We didn't start yet. I wish I can start that. But in the future, may God give us grace to start morning revival. But until then, you share your QT. You share your word of God. That will encourage and build yourself, build the church. Hallelujah. The word of God is the food. Amen?
Amen.
Next. The word of God is the food. Oh, Jeremiah. Let's read Jeremiah. We need to read Jeremiah. Ready? Jeremiah 15:16. No, it's not about you. It's about scripture. Begin.
When your words came, I ate them. They were my joy and my heart's delight. For I bear your name, O Lord God Almighty.
Amen. When your word came, Prophet Jeremiah confessed, when your words came, I ate them. Hallelujah. Because the word of God is a spiritual food we need to eat. Amen.
Amen.
When word of God is proclaimed, you say, how do you eat? How do you eat? When word of God is proclaimed, how do you eat the word of God? By saying?
Amen.
Jesus. Amen. By saying, Lord Jesus. By saying, Amen. Because when you say Amen, that means I agree, I accept. So you are accepting it to your heart, to your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't close your mouth. Don't close your heart. Open your heart. Open your mouth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're just eating it and you're bearing the fruit of your lips. So Jeremiah ate the word of God. So as we eat the word of God by saying amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because it's the food. Okay, let's go to next one. The word of God is the
seed.
What do you mean by the seed? 1 Peter 1:23. Begin. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring
word of God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, here's a very important verse here. How do you become born again? All right. If you die now, would you go to heaven? Raise your hand. I want to see. If you die now, something happened here and you die. And you are very sure, positive, confident that you'll go to heaven. Raise your hand. Okay. You become born again how? By
the word of God.
Amen. He says here, you're what? You have been born again, not of perishable seed, but imperishable seed, and that is what? Living and entering word of God.
Amen.
So you become born again by accepting the word of God.
Amen.
The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. If you believe that word and say, amen, you accept, then you're born again.
Amen.
In that moment, the imperishable seed of Jesus Christ will come into you.
Amen.
In your spirit, you have that seed of Jesus Christ. And that seed needs to grow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So being born again is one thing. My friends, listen. Being born again is one thing, but it's not everything.
Amen.
You're born again, praise God for born again. You're children of God, praise God. You're not children of Satan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But that's not everything. That's not everything. That is the beginning of your faith journey.
Amen.
You need to move on. Move on. If you're just born again, you're a baby. You need to move on to the child level. Mm. If you're child level, you need to move on to the adolescence level. If you're adolescents, you need to move on to young adult level. If you're young adult in your spiritual life, you need to move on to son level. Son means you're ready for marriage.
Amen.
You're ready to bear children. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you're son level, don't be satisfied there. You need to move on to the father level. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Unconditional love level. That's why... That is why discipleship is very, very so important.
Amen.
My brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, if you are just coming to church on Sunday and satisfied with worship, Sunday worship, and then that's it, I'm telling you, life that is new cannot grow. How the life of Christ that is in me grow? Through discipleship, through word of God, through discipleship. Oh, may you open your eyes. You have to find the time to receive discipleship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our church gives discipleship on Saturdays, 3 p.m. I do that. 7:30, is it 7:30? 7:30, we have Rachel provides. And every early morning prayer, 5:30, that's also discipleship. Because I preach, she translates. After that, we pray. You have to find time for discipleship. God is not okay for you to be born again and stop there. No. We need to move on to become stronger disciple, stronger soldier of our Christ. Of the Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Oh Lord Jesus, may God give you this insight. Word of God is the seed. And it needs to grow. Next. Word of God is the rain. Word of God is the rain. Isaiah 55 verse 10. Read it together. Begin.
As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth, and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the ear. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to the empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it.
Amen. Without the rain, the plants cannot grow, right? The trees cannot grow. The fruits cannot grow. They need all the plants on this earth, they need rain, right? Without the word of God, you cannot grow. With the word of God, you will grow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's like a rain. The rain comes and it will give a plenty of sources, and the plants and the life will grow. Mm. See, life that is planted by the seed of Jesus Christ that is in your spirit, it needs to grow, and through the word of God, it will grow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for the rain. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for the rain. Hallelujah. That's what it is. There's a song called Healing Rain. Healing rain. Healing rain is falling down, right? Healing rain. Healing rain. What is rain? Word of God. So word of God needs to fall down. Hallelujah. Today I pray that you open your mouth wide and the word of God will fall down. Amen.
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 Okay, next. When you speak the word of God, it will never return void, Bible says, right? It will never return empty. The word of God will accomplish its work because the word of God is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, next. The word of God is the dew. Deuteronomy 32 verse 2. Begin.
Let my teaching fall like rain, and my words descend like dew,
like showers of new grass,
like abundant rain on tender plants.
Amen. It's like a dew. Okay, it's like a rain, but it's like a dew too. Meaning that, you know, dew comes what? Early in the morning, right? Very softly, isn't it? So when you read the word of God, sometimes it comes to you like a thunder, or very strong wind, a very strong rain, but sometimes it comes to you like a dew. You understand? Very softly it will come. Come. You don't even realize it, but after you're reading the word of God for months and years, you look back, your life grew. Mm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, sometimes you have, when you read the word of God, you have insight and you feel like revelation. Wow! Oh, praise God! You have this scripture high. But sometimes when you read it, you don't understand. Today I don't understand. But it's okay. It's like a dew. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It comes slowly, but your life will grow. Amen?
Amen.
Believe that it will grow. Your life will grow.
Amen.
Okay, next. Your life is, the word of God is what?
The double-edged sword.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word of God is a double-edged sword. Hebrews 4:12. Come on, church. This is the word of God. Open your mouth and speak up. Read loudly. Begin.
For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart.
Amen.
Amen.
The word of God is not sword, the living and double-edged sword. It's a weapon against our enemies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen. On the when Jesus Christ, before he began his work, ministry, he fasted 40 days, right? And after fasting 40 days, Satan comes along and Satan tried to tempt Jesus Christ for 3 times. Now, when Satan tempted Jesus Christ, he used the word of God. Did you know that?
Yes.
Did you know that?
Amen.
When you read the Bible, Satan used the word of God to tempt Jesus Christ. But then, Jesus Christ himself is the word of God. He knew all the word of God. He counteract, he fight back with the word of God.
Amen.
And after what is the result? Jesus Christ defeat the Satan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You see, if you have the word of God, you have the sword. And you can beat the enemy. You can destroy the enemy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. So, worries and anxieties of life comes. Worries and anxieties comes. And there's no peace. Oh, you are having very, where's the headache? What do you do? You do. Okay? What's the word of God that can help you to get away from the worries and anxieties of the world? Anybody?
Philippians 4, 6 and 7.
What does it say?
Do not be anxious about anything.
Okay, listen.
Do not be anxious about anything, but with thanksgiving, present your request to God. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and thoughts.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You have a choice. Are you going to worry or pray? Are you going to pray or worry? Are you going to pray or worry? You have a choice. If you pray, worry goes.
Yes.
If you don't pray, worry comes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what the scripture says, Philippians 4, 6 and 7. See, when you have the word of God in you, you can counteract against the enemy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. When you are in the death, when you are in the shadow of death, you have fear. You worry about death, and Satan is giving you all these kinds of junk, dirty thoughts, and all this. Okay, the slump of deathness. Then what's the scripture that can help you?
Psalm
23. Yeah. Well, what is it?
The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want.
Okay. Good. And another scripture. Another scripture. Say, speak up, please.
23, verse 3.
Yeah. What is that? Amen. And 2 Corinthians 5, 17, what does it say? And if anyone is in Christ, he is a
new
creation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The old has gone, the new has
come.
Amen. Hallelujah. If Satan tried to accuse you that you are a sinner, what do? You remind the scriptures and say, I am not a sinner. I am not accused. I will not be accused by Satan because I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It's a sword. It's a weapon that you can fight against the enemy. Hallelujah. Don't forget your weapon. When you go out into the world, take your weapon because you need it. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, what's next? The word of God is not only the sword, word of God is the?
Hammer.
Did you hear this expression in the Bible? The word of God is a hammer? Okay, read Jeremiah 23:29. Begin.
Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces?
Oh, it's not my words like fire, eh? Amen. And like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces. Listen, if you have any stumbling block in your life, if you have any thing that is hard in your life, and you need to break it, you need to destroy it. The word of God is a hammer. It can break everything into pieces. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word of God is a hammer.
Amen.
There's nothing that word of God cannot break it. It's like a hammer, it will break it. Not only a hammer, but next. The word of God is?
Next.
Fire. Read one more time. It's not my word, like fire, declares the word, Lord, and like a hammer.
That breaks a rock in pieces.
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh Lord Jesus, the word of God is?
Fire.
Come on, everybody.
Fire.
Lift your head up. I'm going to say the word of God is, and you're going to cry out. You're going to shout. Fire. I pray that you and I, all of us, we will experience the fire of the word.
Amen.
Starting today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word of God is?
The fire.
Come on. The word of God is?
The fire.
The word of God is?
The fire.
Are you ready for the fire?
Yes.
Amen.
Are you ready for the fire?
Yes. Amen.
Without the word of God and you pray and fire come, it will not come. Remember, 120 people in the upper room, they received the fire, indeed, yes, but you have to remember, they spent 3 years and a half with the Lord Jesus Christ, and every day they listen to the word of God from Jesus Christ. For 3 years they received hard training, and the word of God was packed, and word of God was full. With those word of God, they prayed days and nights for 10 days, and the fire came, and they consumed them, and they became totally, completely other person. They became a gospel warrior, kingdom warrior. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have one life to live. Listen. Look at me. You have one life to live. Soon be passed. What's done for Christ will last forever. Are you going to waste your life? Or are you going to use your life? Which one is better? Wasting or using?
Using.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray that your life will be used for God's glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then you need the word of God, because word of God is a fire.
Amen.
You know, fire burns. Right? Look. Water washes, but water cannot enter, penetrate into the deeper things. But the fire consumes whatever, even that is inside, whatever that's inside, fire consumes. Oh, the word of God is a sword, the word of God is a hammer, the word of God is a fire, it will consume you. And it spreads, right? Fire spreads. You know what I'm talking about? When you have a fire in the forest, you spread, right? May the word of God be in you, like a fire. May it spread to your brothers and sisters, to your community,
Amen.
To your nation.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Okay, now here's the application. Here's the application. 2 Corinthians 5 to 5 7. Okay, read the 5 7, please. Begin.
We live by faith, not by sight.
One more time.
We live by faith, not by sight.
One more time, please.
We live by faith, not by sight.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every day we have challenges in front of us, right? The visa, this work, and health, you know, children, education, there are many issues. And the circumstance is going to be there all the time in your life. When one problem comes and passes, another problem comes. Another problem solved, another problem comes. Do you understand? Life is never problem-free. As long as you live on this earth, guess what, brothers and sisters? Welcome to the reality. As long as you live on this earth, there will be a problem. But guess what? When you have faith, you can overcome problems. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the Bible says you don't live by what you see. You live by faith. And this is what it, mean, what it means by living by faith. Now here's my conclusion. Listen. Here's what I mean by faith. If you have faith, you can overcome all kinds of problems. Right? I guarantee you. Bible guarantees you. Now here's what I mean. If you have faith, you can overcome all kinds of problems. What you see, the circumstances, you will overcome. Now, but question is, how do you have faith? What is faith then? What is faith? I've been talking about the Word of God. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 says, the author and the perfecter of our faith. Fix your eyes on Jesus Christ, who is the author and the perfecter of our faith. What is faith? Jesus Christ is our faith.
Amen.
What is faith? The Word of God is faith.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Word of God that is in you, that's your faith. The Word of God that is not in you, that cannot be your faith.
Mm.
You see, listen. The Word of God that is written in the Book of Life is not your faith yet. But this has to come into your heart, and you have to digest it. And when the Word of God, as a seed, it comes to your heart, and when it sows it, then it becomes your faith. And you start shouting, you start talking about it, you start declaring the Word of God that is in you, that becomes your faith. And Bible says, we don't live by what we see, we live by faith, meaning that we live by the Word of God that is in me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What part of this scripture that you have put it in your heart? That's your faith. What part of Bible, the Word of God, did you have you put it into you, in your heart? That is your faith. So if you don't have the Word of God in you, how can you live by faith? Oh Lord Jesus Christ, look at this now. 2 Corinthians 4:13, read it together. Begin. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believe, and therefore I spoke.
We also believe and therefore speak.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just that quote the scripture. Say, let's recite one more time. I believe.
I believe.
And therefore.
I spoke.
I believed.
Therefore.
I spoke. One more time. Come on, talk to the person next to you. Talk to the person.
I believe. Therefore, I spoke.
One more time. Come on. One more. Continue to say it.
I believe, therefore I spoke.
Hallelujah. I believe, therefore I spoke. Come on, one more time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You say it, John. Come on. Amen. Philip, you say it.
I believe and therefore I spoke.
Amen. John, can you see it? I believe, therefore I spoke.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Listen. Come on, look at me. Leave it. When you believe the Word of God,
amen.
You will speak.
Amen.
You will speak the Word of God.
Amen.
If you don't believe, you will not speak.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You got it, you getting it?
Mm-hmm.
I say, we have many worries in life. How can we overcome the worries? Sister Rachel said, Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in prayer and petition, with thanksgiving heart, offer to God, and the peace of God will be with you.
Amen.
If you believe that scripture that is in you, then you begin to speak about it.
Amen.
Oh, do not be anxious about anything, but in prayer and petition, offer to God.
Amen.
The peace of God will be upon you. You believe the scripture, you begin to say it, and the peace of God will come upon you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And worry and anxious will go away.
Amen.
It works.
Amen.
It works.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
When fear comes upon you, when the enemy tries to shoot the dart of fear, fear, fear of future, fear of health, fear of money, fear of... What do you do? What do you do? Oh, I'm fearful. No! What do you do? What do you do? Speak the word of God!
Amen.
Speak the word of God! Bible says, do not fear, for I am the God, the Lord your God!
Amen.
Do not fear, because I am with you!
Amen.
Isaiah, right? Isaiah 43. Do not fear, because I am with you. See, if you have that scripture in you, if you begin to say that scripture, that is your faith!
Amen.
That's what the Bible means! Live by faith, not by sight!
Amen.
You have problems in your life, and you pray. The problem is not going away. The circumstance is same, yes! And a lot of times we complain to God. Oh God, I pray, but why is the circumstance the same? God, I pray, why the problem is still there? But when you begin to speak out the word of God, speak the faith, you know what's going to happen? Even if the circumstance is same, your heart is different.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The circumstance is same, but your heart is different. And later on soon, the circumstances will change too.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Circumstances will change. The prison door will be open.
Amen.
The heavens, gates of heaven will be open.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, church, start speaking the word of God. Open your mouth and speak the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I heard Sister Sarah, your mother is not a believer yet. And you call your mother and the phone and you start speaking the word of God. Is that true?
She's a believer now.
Oh, she's a believer already.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Come on. Yeah. Hallelujah. She's a believer. Believer already. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before she was not a believer.
We were all atheists before.
Not believer.
Not believer.
Oh. Bible says one soul is more important than the entire world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you go to heaven, your mother will say, thank you for sharing the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My friend, there's so many people out there who's dying to hear the word of God. In your family members, in your relative, your neighbors, Korean or international, doesn't matter. So many people out there hungry for the word of God because they are in the darkness. They are the slave of Satan. And they are dying to hear the word of God. And if you know the word of God, and you are hiding it, you're keeping silent, God is not happy. It's time. It's time to be proud of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's time to stand up boldly and say, I am a Christian.
Amen.
I'm a child of God.
Amen.
The word is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And you start diving yourself, your time into the word of God. You start hearing it. You start reading it, memorizing it, meditating, sharing the word of God to the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that Jesus Christ will come soon to take us home.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes, we are.
Are you ready?
Amen.
Some of you are saying, oh, Pastor Paul, I need to work one more year. I need to work one more year so I can support my family. Blah, 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 blah. Jesus Christ is the reality. And everything else is the shadow. Hallelujah. If you have Jesus Christ, who is the reality, everything else will come along. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you need healing today? Oh, God sent His word. That song says, I am the God that healeth you. I send my word. I send my word, the word, to you. That's Jesus. Let's sing this song. Amen. Just stand together.